Curious, has this ever happened to you? I bet it has. You're talking with a neighbor, coworker, maybe a member of your extended family from out of town or something, and somehow church comes up, you know, and people say, "So, you know, what church do you attend? What church do you go to?" And so that question's easy. Well, I go to the Atlanta Christian Church. But it's often the follow-up question that gets kind of tough. They'll say, "Well, what denomination is that?" You ever have that asked? Say, well, what denomination are you? Well, we're Christian. We're a Christian church, we say. Well, of course we're Christian. We're all Christian, right? Everybody's Christian. What flavor of Christian? What brand of Christian? We respond, you know, it's getting kind of late. I think it's time to run, right? Most everyone has, my guess is, has a good understanding to who Atlanta Christian Church is. Everybody here. You know, you don't have to be here long to realize that this is a group of people committed to biblical Christianity, to authentic worship, living for Jesus every day. We throw in food occasionally to that stuff. But that's who we are. Committed to Christ. Devoted followers of Jesus. You probably have a good understanding of the ministries that we have here, the outreach and the missions that we support, and full disclosure of the financial situation. But it wouldn't surprise me if most here are maybe a little fuzzy about the heritage of the Atlanta Christian Church. And I don't just mean this congregation here in Atlanta, as rich of a heritage that is, but I mean the larger heritage from which this church came into being. Why is it that most other churches, you drive around, you know, our little town, or drive around Lincoln or Bloomington or whatever, most churches have some kind of denominational tie-in, right? It's a Methodist church or a Baptist church or Presbyterian church. And so perhaps when you're speaking with your denominational friends, you kind of feel like an orphan, right? It's like, well, we don't have a mothering organization. We don't have a bishop. We don't have a presbyter. All we have is Tom and Randy. You know? We don't have kind of that hierarchy. Well, I've set aside the next few Sundays for us to retrace our heritage. The Atlanta Christian Church comes from a long, rich history, heritage of people passionately committed to the cause of Christ. Now, I promise you this is not going to be a history lesson, but rather a reminder of who we are. And the roots from which we came. And so my goal over the next 6 Sundays, Nathan and I set aside 6 Sundays here to honor our past, affirm the biblical principles of our heritage, and in so doing, help us to better carry out the commission of Christ. Now, I don't have time to cover all of church history. I mean, literally, you could, you know, fill a wall of all the books and volumes written about church history. But let me just try to put it in a very succinct nutshell. During the Dark Ages, the teachings or the teaching branch of the church of the time during the Dark Ages started to introduce a variety of teachings that really have no biblical support. They kind of just introduce them out of a sense of necessity or out of a sense of corruption. A number of things kind of got into the church during the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages. Things like, and you've heard some of these before, purgatory, indulgences, you know, pain that you can pay so much to get out of your sin, buying a piece of the cross, buying a piece of the cloth that, you know, Mary touched or something, the authority of the Pope. Lots of really non-biblical teaching started to creep in during the Dark Ages into the church. Well, in the late 1500s, some godly men and women began to speak out about how the church had strayed from Scripture. And their primary concern, was to get the church to return to its biblical heritage. Because what they had seen is that it appeared like the church had turned Christianity simply into a transaction, into pay so much. You know, show up, you do some duties, you pay so much, and you're okay with God. And they kind of corrupted what they saw the original intent of the church to be. And you've heard these names before. Martin Luther, from which the Lutheran church or denomination grew. John Calvin, John Knox, Presbyterians, Baptists, Henry VIII in England. He kind of took advantage of all this going on. The Pope wouldn't condone his desire to divorce his wife and remarry, so he kind of blessed the Anglican church as a split from the Roman church. John Wesley split off. We have Methodist church. So with each denomination kind of as this started to proliferate throughout the Christian community, there was all this splintering and kind of fragmenting of different churches, sometimes over major doctrines, sometimes over very minor doctrines, but there was kind of this splitting down and division within all of these churches that were protesting what we now call the Roman Catholic Church. Like I said, some were over major differences, some over minor. Let me just kind of pick on the Baptists. But within kind of the Baptist world, there became the American Baptists and the Southern Baptists and the Missionary Baptists and the Alliance Baptists and the Independent Baptists and the Free Will Baptists and the Charismatic Baptist. All these kind of divisions within the Baptist church. And that's just picking on the Baptists. We could pick on any denominational group. And you would find kind of all this kind of splintering down of various splinter groups. Well, it was during kind of that splintering of the church into all these little splinter groups, Thomas Campbell, who's seen as a forefather of our heritage, he had been preaching. Now notice the name of this church, because the name of this church kind of tells you whose team they're on in all these divisions, okay? He was preaching at the time at the Old Light, not the New Light, but the Old Light, Anti-Burger, Succeeder, Presbyterian Protestant Church. Yeah, every little point of that name tells you whose side they were on in some of the battles that were, you know, going on during the day. Matter of fact, Rice Haggard said it like this. He said, if all the devils in hell got together to develop a plan, they could not have devised a more complete plan to advance the kingdom of darkness than to divide the members of Christ's body. And that's exactly what was happening. The Protestant Reformation, for all the great things, you know, trying to get the church back to the original intent of Scripture, end up splintering churches into hundreds of different little denominational groups that all had kind of their different view and different way they did things. And so Thomas Campbell and others, men and women from a variety of these different backgrounds, not any one, but